Good afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. This is Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and today I will only be playing you songs that are the first track off the album that they come from. So, as usual, we'll have plenty of local tunes and some upcoming show recommendations. So stay tuned if you want to rock out with me and my special guest, Claire. We're going to start off the show with a song by Mommy Longlegs. And content warning, this song contains swear words. So if you hate those, maybe turn off your radio. And if you like them, maybe turn it up. This is called Assholes by Mommy Longlegs on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Nina Panini. I'm here with my special guest, Claire. What up, Claire?
Hello.
Hey.
The sun is shining.
The sun is shining.
You're in a tank top.
Shh.
Sorry. Sorry, that was private.
I'm flustered, Claire. You know why I'm flustered?
Why?
I just had diarrhea for no reason. And
there's
I was
always
late.
A reason.
There, no. I was almost late to the radio because of that, so. Are you flustered, Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
I almost crashed a computer in a stats lab.
Wow.
We just made it. I think we put in too many numbers, and those computers are old and tired.
That's life. Too many numbers.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
We're both flustered today, but we're here. We're doing this.
I think we sound chill.
Do we? That's good. I'm going to play your favorite song now, Claire. Uh-huh. You want to read the title right there?
Bad at Sex.
Do you remember when I made you go see that show with me?
Yeah, it was great.
We went to Antisocial Skate Shop to see SBDC play.
The last people in Vancouver I'm still intimidated by.
Yeah, and we just felt like mega posers because we don't skate.
Yeah.
And everybody there was a really cool skateboarder.
And they skate all the time. Like, they skated on the beer on the floor.
Yeah, they were skating, moshing right into the band, SBDC, which stands for something horrendous and beautiful. I'm not going to say it on air, but I urge you to look it up.
Yeah.
Here's Bad at Sex.
I could go home with you. You're them boys.
when we're dead. Trickier than boys. Let's drown them out, make more noise. Well, let's show them how hard we really shred. Well, let's show them we'll sleep when we're dead. Don't try to hold your hands. Never hurt your shitty band. Always on your worst behavior. Hope you'll get stalled by your neighbor. Don't try to hold your hands. Never hurt your shitty band.
That was Necking with the song Daddy Issues. That's the first track off of their Meditation tape. And you can catch Necking playing this Thursday, September 27th, at Redgate, along with Lie, Haunted Horses, and The Tissues. And that is for Lie's tour kickoff show. So that'll be a good one. I also played some Jock Tears, who just released last week a full album called Bad Boys. And I really like that Jock Tears album because it's like true punk. Like every song is less than 2 minutes and some of them are just like a minute long. So that's like good short
unwavering punk.
Yeah, it's like you don't want, like, if I go to like a punk album I haven't heard before and I see all the songs are like more than 3 minutes, I'm just like, this is like, gonna be,
you don't get it,
boring and like too long, too dragged out. So Jock Tears doing it right. Another show coming up. So Necking and Lie will be on Thursday. Another really good one. The very next day, Friday, September 28th, will be Dumb playing with Cave Girl and Badmouth. And that is for, they're calling it Autumn Waste. So it's kind of like the music waste. I guess they're kind of like fundraising for music waste. So Autumn Waste show this Friday. So let's hear a song by Dumb. This is the first song off of their album, Seeing Green. And yeah, once again, today I'm only playing songs that are the first track off the album. So you're getting a lot of bangers. So here is Dumb with Romeo.
Hey, Rodeo. You want a feeling? Take it slow. It's done. While you can, time to be a better man. Better believe it, or maybe leave it. Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text. I wanna be like you. Ayo, other man. inside. My mind offline. I breathe and I bleed too. I'm pretty much see-through. And I got old blue. I wanna be like you.
Magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can voice it.
Yeah, yeah. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f dip it. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Life moves slower than stimulation, so just can't rest till expectations set are exceeded or met. Ego.
tango tucked into a feed. Try as you might, you won't catch this child chap smiling unless the timing's right. What next? Seems life moves slower than simulation, so just can't rest till expectations set are exceeded or met. Ego
That was Bored Decor with the song Ego, and that's from their very recently released album, The Color Red. They had their album release show on Saturday, and guess what, Claire?
What?
I didn't even make it in because I was so late, and it was, like, sold out, which is, you can't really even say sold out for a show at Redgate because it's, like, there's not tickets or anything. It was just, like, fully way at capacity. Like,
wow.
I want to say there was like 100 people lining up to the end of the block when I got there. And I mean, I did get there like stupidly late. I got there like 11 or something. Just dumb.
I remember you texting
because
me.
I like really couldn't decide what to wear.
What did you
Typical.
Wear?
Typical.
Did you wear red?
I did wear red. And okay, I was like really wanted to do like the red eyeshadow thing, but I didn't have red eyeshadow.
Oh.
So I put lipstick like on my eyes.
Interesting.
I, like, and I was so mad at I wanted to be like, guys, I put lipstick on my eyes. Like, let me in. But
you didn't even get acknowledged for it.
No. But at the same time, like, it was so packed, I probably wouldn't really be very, like, comfortable in there anyway. Mm. So I just accepted it. And you know what I ended up doing?
Went home and washed it off.
No, you know what I ended up doing?
What?
Okay, so our friend Jacob, he really wanted to go to his cousin Heidi's party, but just for 10 minutes.
Oh.
So he picked me up. We went to his cousin's party for 10 minutes.
Wow.
And then he drove me home.
How was that?
It was actually amazing. Heidi is great.
And staying for 10 minutes was like...
Yeah, she just laughed and she was like, you guys are hilarious.
I understand. We should do that more often.
Yeah, it was pretty great. So Claire, you wanted to say something really cool about the library?
Oh, yeah. So the Central Library... if anyone's been, it's kind of this large Coliseum building on Homer Street, and they are opening up the top two levels, which are the roof levels, to the public this month. So this weekend is going to be the grand opening. There's going to be a rooftop garden. And so the ceremony, like the opening ceremony, is this Saturday, the 29th. 10 to 11 a.m. Mayor Greg is going to be there. And
damn.
Yeah, you guys can explore the amazing new space up there. I'm really excited about it.
That's super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the library.
Woo! VPL!
Woo! Okay, so you're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Deliberate Noise, and it is time now for my toilet seat cover of the week. This is where I talk about a great public bathroom I have recently used, and then I play you a cover song. So, the bathroom of choice this week is at a vegan ice cream shop called Uma Luma, and it's in, like, Chinatown, and I went there with our good friend Kieran. And, okay, the ice cream was, like, fine. It was pricey, and, like, it tasted okay, but the bathroom was... beautiful. It was like the walls were blue.
This space looks so cool.
It is. It's such a pretty
space. I just googled it.
Yeah. The walls were like blue, and then everything in the bathroom was gold. Like the sink was gold, and like the bar on the wall was gold. And I don't think the toilet was gold. That would have been amazing. But the hand dryer was, and I just felt like so serene in there. And I didn't even have to go. I was just like, you know,
I just want to hang out.
Yeah, I just want to hang out. And then I run back and I was like, Kieran, you got to go in there and check it out. And then she took a great bathroom selfie in there and she posted it. And everyone's now like, where is that bathroom? So, yeah, Umaluma.
Bathroom.
Umaluma, check it out and utilize it. All right, so now we're going to have a cover song. I found this online. It is by Boombox Repair Kit, and it is a cover of I Wanna Be Sedated, classic punk anthem. Enjoy.
Was to go, yo quiero estar sedado. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Yo quiero estar sedado. Llévame al aeropuerto y ponme en un avión. Pronto, 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 ante algo loco. No conto los mis dedos, no conto lo mi coco. Oh, no, 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 no. Vente, vente, 24 horas to go. Yo quiero estar sedado. Nada que hacer, ningún sitio para ir. Yo quiero estar sedado. Ponme en un wheelchair y ponme en un avión. Hurry, 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 before I go loco. No conto los mis dedos, no conto lo mi coco.
Broke a thousand times. Your heart If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
Timber Concerts and CITR presents Shannon and the Clams with guests Sevilla, Thursday, October 4th at the Wise Hall. Advanced tickets are available online at ticketweb.ca and are also available at Red Cat Main Street, Red Cat Hastings Street, and Zulu.
And the Clams from Oakland. That is their song, The Boy. It's the first track off of their album, Onion. And they will be playing a show October 4th. I think that is next Thursday night at the Wise Hall. So check that out. I've seen them before. They put on a very good live show. I do recommend. I also played you some Club Sofa, MySpace 2009. The first track off of Club Sofa, the self-titled album. So, Claire, you went to a party.
I did.
On Saturday.
Friday. Yeah.
And the theme was robes.
Robes.
Can we talk about this theme for a second?
Yeah, I think it was the idea of one of the girls that lives there is a fashion designer.
Okay.
So I think it was like an aesthetic choice. But weirdly, people were just wearing pajamas.
Pajama, to but me, that's not a robe.
Not the same thing. Like, yeah. A robe is so much more than nightwear. You know?
It could be a bathrobe or a silk robe.
Yeah.
Or a Greek robe.
Yeah.
Or were we not going in that direction?
Well, no, but there's like a whole kind of like, for me, like monarchy, they have those big velvet robes.
Huge, monks. Huge robes. Oh, yep.
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 But yeah, it was fun. There were a lot of vegans.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like the universe is telling me to become vegan.
Probably. Most likely.
Yeah.
It seems we're coming to that. If you value...
Maybe if you were vegan, Nina, you wouldn't get diarrhea.
You know what, Claire? I don't want to talk about this right now. I'm going to play you a song called Value. It is by Body Lens, and you're going to like it.
And be vegan.
And be vegan. Or don't. On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Deliberate Noise. You just heard Excuse Generator, the first song off of Lithic's album Mating Surfaces. They're from Portland. I also played another band from Portland called Collate. And I played you a band from Lethbridge called Body Lens. Hmm. And then also some Crack Cloud from Vancouver. So just keeping it like, I don't know, local. To me, that's like kind of still local. Like, I feel like Portland and Seattle are still kind of like local.
More local.
Because they're West Coast. And then Lethbridge, it's like you're getting, what? Lethbridge is not in Ontario.
What?
Do you know? Okay. Do you know where Lethbridge is?
Alberta.
Oh my.
Oh no.
Okay, so we're just going to move on past that.
Kate,
Claire's actually typing this into her computer now.
Who doesn't know where Lethbridge is? It's in Alberta.
Oh my God.
And southern Alberta. Partly cloudy and 18 degrees right now.
That's beautiful. My name is Nina Panini. This is my special guest, Claire.
Sorry.
She is a beauty, everybody. Okay, so Claire today, she's wearing these pants that are hospital scrubs.
They are, yeah.
There's nothing else that they are. Yeah. That's just what they are. She bought them from a thrift store in San Francisco. And
sure did. You made so much fun of me.
And she also bought the matching top. She bought the full scrubs.
Yeah, but I don't wear that.
Okay, you don't. Okay.
I tried.
After,
but
I mean,
as
you,
you
took
know,
so long
looks,
taking out the stitches.
Yeah,
to cut
I
off
tried
the,
to make it cool. Yeah. It didn't work.
A little bit too, like an actual nurse.
Actually, yeah.
That is okay because you still wear the pants and the pants look kind of dope. So. Yeah.
And someone complimented me on them today.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
What did they say exactly?
She was like, I like your aesthetic.
Oh.
Yeah. It was great.
How did you answer that?
I didn't know how. Mm. I was just like, thanks. But I wanted, it kind of prompted me to think about being in first year. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Ben and all the other first years here at UBC. That, her name was Ben.
Oh, okay.
The girl that complimented my pants.
Okay, thanks.
But first year was, it was an intense year.
Yeah, that's true.
Shout out to you.
I remember focusing a lot on my aesthetic in first year, yeah. So I understand that compliment.
Yeah, exactly.
But you'll
move
past that.
I just felt a deep understanding for people at that point in their degree.
Yeah, true. True. All right, let's hear some more music. This is a band called Lonely Parade from Montreal, and I discovered this band by listening to the Parts Unknown show, which is on Mondays on CITR. Shout out to Chris Arific. That's the best show on CITR, in my opinion.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
No, I agree.
No, Chris Arific plays amazing music, and this is Lonely Parade. This is the first track off of their recent release called The Pits, and the song is called Weekends. I think you'll like it, because who doesn't like weekends?
My silver butt haircut, and I think I like it a lot. If
You've been listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. That was Dilly Dally from Toronto. I don't think that their band name really suits their sound, to be honest. Like, Dilly Dally is so like, light and fun, and then their music is really like heavy and screamo. But they're great. So today I was only playing songs that are the first track off the album they come from, and looking back at all the song titles, I just thought they kind of made like a really funny, terrible poem. So I'm just going to read out in order just the titles of all the songs I played. Okay. Assholes. Hello Kitty Knife. I'm not a loser. I'm a bag. Bad at sex. Love tourist. Salt. Daddy issues. Romeo, giant brain, ego. I want to be sedated. MySpace 2009, the boy. Value, who cares about tradition? Graph of desire, excuse generator. Weekends, I feel free. Industry.
Wow.
That's me clapping for myself, in case anyone wanted to know. All right, we're at the end of the show. Thanks for listening.
Show.
Yeah. It was a good show because you were here, Claire.
Aww.
Aww.
Nina.
Tune in next week for another themed show possibly, or maybe no theme at all.
Yeah.
Tune in for another show. I'm going to end off with a song by Subject, who is a dude named Bren. I actually met this guy at a Smoke Eaters show like a few months ago. And I wasn't sure if he was like hitting on me. He would kind of just start talking to me. And then he was like, yeah, like you should check out my band like on Bandcamp.
And you're like, oh, yeah.
And I was
sure.
Like, yeah, okay. Like rolling my eyes. And then the next day I remembered and I checked him out and I was like, oh my God, it's like kind of good.
That's so funny.
So here's the first track from their album Impressions. The song's called Industry. And you've been listening to CITR. Stay tuned for more great stuff, and I love you.
Mwah.
Bye.